Zaytar in Manchester, Chof Beis Yitzchak Bov, Reb David Eisenberg.
No, someone's gone and get one already. Okay, I just thought there might be one here. Fine. They don't have on this side. They don't have on this side. Yeah, I looked on that side. Okay. Yeah, I know. I like the other ones with the source enough because I've used that to prepare. So I don't want to. Yeah. We're on there? Okay, ready to go. Oh, did you find one? Okay. He's brought me one. Thank you, Chaim. Okay. Okay, fine. Thank you, Chaim and Chaim. Oh. Rosh Hashanah should give you Chaim.
That's all. Chaim.
Okay. Today's share is going to be dedicated for Shalema for my Shver. My Shver fell yesterday and he's broken his leg and he needs an operation. And he needs a Refuah Shleima, so Avram Dovid ben Itta, Refuah Shleima, Baser Shachar Yisrael. Okay, today I wanted to discuss Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv. So some people say Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv is the last thing on the day. You know, people think, but the truth is, it's not the last thing of the day, it's really the first thing of the day. It shouldn't be the first thing of the day, because the day starts at night, and Yiddish and Halacha, we start the day at night, and then it goes through the day. So Ma'ariv is really the first thing of the day, not the last thing of the day. And, pardon? What we wanted to, can hear? Is the video on? Did we make a mistake? Are we okay? All right. Okay, are we all done? Yeah, now I think we're ready to speak. Oh, we're not yet. I'm sorry. There's a, you know. So with all these bits and pieces, they tell a story. There was once a famous lecturer who got up to speak, and he had like three people sitting there and 20 tape recorders. So the next time he came with a tape recorder, turned on his tape recorder, and let the tape recorders speak to the tape recorders. Why do we need to have a real cheer? But Baruch Hashem, with all the implements, it's a good thing. We have, so I wanted to speak about Ma'ariv and Zman Ma'ariv and a lot of other things that come over the Ma'ariv. So first of all, about Zman Ma'ariv. Many people get confused about this, and you hear about Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, and so I wanted to clarify the issue a little bit, that it's not going to be very technical, just to explain what there is. There are different, in Chazal, there are different Gidorim given for knowing that it's nighttime, for knowing that it's Bein HaShemoshes. So at certain times, if you look at the sky and you see certain things, you know it's Bein HaShemoshes. Before that, it's before Bein HaShemoshes, after Bein HaShemoshes. When is considered nighttime, for sure, when you have Tzeis HaKoychovim, Tzeis HaKoychovim are three medium-sized stars. What is considered a medium-sized star? It gets very, very confusing. But what we have is the Gemara. There's two Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, and there's a Gemara in Psochim. Anybody who would like to see a good analysis and a good summary of the entire sugya could look in Simen Reish Samach Aleph. That's in Hilchah Shabbos. Simen Reish Samach Aleph has to do with Zman Adlokas Ner Shabbos. Siv Beis. So there he speaks about, the Shulchan Aruch speaks there about what time is Shabbos, what's called. So Sefer Shabbos and what's called Bein HaShemoshes. And then, following on from that, the Bihalacha gives us an analysis of exactly the different shittas. And it's very worthwhile going through this just to get an idea of what we're talking about before we even start with the Halachas of Ma'ariv. And that's as follows. There are two shittas. There's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says there are two Gemaras. Rabbeinu Tam bases himself on two Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Psochim that says from Shkia until Tzeis is Shir Dalet Milin. It's the amount of time that it takes to walk 4 mil. Okay? Now, how long does it take to walk 4 mil? So that's also subject to discussion. Part of the discussion of this 4 mil and everything revolves itself around Zman Kriya Shema and other things, but I think the Gemara says that a regular person on a regular day can walk X amount of milin. So what's called a regular day? Is that a regular day from Shkia, from Nates until Shkia? Is it a regular day from Alois until Tzeis? And that's where the machlokes comes in about how long this mil is, whether a mil is 18 minutes, whether it's 15 minutes, 22 minutes, you know, how long is a mil? It will depend on what we consider the average day. And from that, we'll also work out how long these things are. So now, the Gemara in Psochim tells us that it's 4 mil for sake of making it easier, we're going to use a mil to be 18 minutes. Are we okay? Yeah, okay. A mil to be 18 minutes. So 4 times 18 is 72 minutes. That's where you get your 72 minutes. That's where Rabbeinu Tam comes from. Says Rabbeinu Tam, you close the front. Okay. Keeps on saying it's okay, you know? You know, people like, you know, they're working and working. How's it? Yeah, it's okay. You know, if they're spending half an hour on it, it's everything else other than okay. We'll get there eventually, Yossi, right? Okay. At least we have a recording. Does make a difference. So number one, the mil, shear mil is, I'm sorry, the shear from Shkia until Tzeitzik Rechavim is 4 mil. That's what it says. Now, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, that from Shkia and starts Bein HaShemoshes, and the time of Bein HaShemoshes is 3/4 of a mil. What's 3/4 of a mil? Assuming a mil is 18 minutes, 3/4 of a mil is 13.5 minutes. So that's where you get your Bein HaShemoshes for 13.5 minutes. And then it's nighttime. So we have a stira. And then it says three medium-sized stars are considered nighttime. So he says there's a kasha. One says it's 72 minutes, and one says it's not 72 minutes, but it's only 13.5 minutes. So how do we understand that? Is it 13.5 minutes till nighttime, or is it 72 minutes till nighttime? That's the steer in the Gemaras. Says Rabbi Natam, it depends.
Which means the 13.5 minutes after the last 18 minutes.
We're getting to whoa. So you're already telling me Rabbeinu Tam. Let me say what Rabbeinu Tam says, and then we'll come back. Says Rabbeinu Tam that there are two things. There is an early Shkia and there's a late Shkia. Or we'll say there's a Bein HaShemoshes that comes much, much later. What we have is as follows. You have a time called Shkia. Shkia is when the sun goes down below the horizon. That's what Shkia is. That's the definition of Shkia. Tzeis is when you have three stars. That's it. How long does it take to get from one to the other? Says Rabbeinu Tam, the pshat in the steer in the Gemara is as follows. The time it takes to get from Shkia until nighttime is 72 minutes. The time of Bein HaShemoshes, which is the suffix, when are we mesupik? When do we have a suffix what it is? Because Bein HaShemoshes means between the times. That's when you don't know when it's day and when it's night. The Bein HaShemoshes is the last 13.5 minutes of that 72 minute period. Which would mean 58.5 minutes, definitely day. And only the last 13.5 minutes is questionable. That's where your Bein HaShemoshes starts. And so according to Rabbeinu Tam, Bein HaShemoshes is the last bit, and really after Shkir, you still continue on with day. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. And nightfall will be 72 minutes after Nacht. After Shkir, sorry.
No, 18, 18, 18, and 13.5. That's when nightfall is.
No. He says the last 13.5 minutes before Seis, that is Bein HaShemoshes. So it's 72 minutes.
What's the other few minutes which come between the 13?
No, that's before the 13.5 minutes starts. So it's 18, 18, 18, plus another 4.5 minutes. And then starts the 13.5 minutes to give you 72.
So the 13.5 minutes
is the final time after 58.5 minutes.
Bein HaShemoshes is 13.5 minutes.
Yeah, the Gemara says Bein HaShemoshes is 13.5 minutes. Can't argue with that. The Gemara says Bein HaShemoshes is 13.5 minutes. The question just is which 13.5 minutes. But it says, Mefarshim in the Gemara, that we read the Gemara again, he says, the Meshach Bein HaShemoshes, Tloser Rive Mil. The time of Bein HaShemoshes is 3/4 of a mil. It doesn't say 13.5 minutes. Let me stand corrected over here. It says 3/4 of a mil. At the moment, we are assuming the time of a mil is 18 minutes, in which case 3/4 of a mil is 13.5 minutes. But let me make sure to say this correctly. The Gemara says the time of Bein HaShemoshes is 3/4 of a mil.
I don't understand.
And the other Gemara says, from Shkia until Tzeis takes 4 mil. So that was the question. Tell me, is it 3/4 of a mil or it's 4 mil? Decide. Says Rabbeinu Tam, the answer is Shkia starts a process of becoming night, but it's not Bein HaShemoshes until the last 3/4 of a mil before nighttime. And that last 3/4 of a mil before nighttime, that is Bein HaShemoshes. And when you reach that, that's when it's night. Therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, they'll have kulas, and you'll have chumras. So let's go through it. The kula would be, and I'm not saying this lahaloch, I'm saying this only because Rabbeinu Tam says it. The kula would be that until it's bein hashmoshes, it's definitely day. And therefore, after Shkia on Erev Shabbos, at what point officially do you really need to stop doing malacha? 30 and a half minutes. 58 and a half minutes after Shkia. Really. Because if you look at the Shulchan Aruch actually says this. Yesh Oymrim, some say you have to be Moisif Mechoyla LaKodesh, and that Zman Tosefes is from the beginning of Shkia until the Zman Aben HaShmoshes, which is Shloish Reve Mil, they should all be Tosefes. The Shia Zman Aben HaShmoshes is Gim Reve Mil. I read it wrong. Sorry. Read it again. From the beginning of Shkia, from when the sun is not seen, until the Zman Aben HaShmoshes, and that time is 3 mil and a quarter. Which is from the 4 mil, 3 mil and a quarter. That is all, says the Shulchan Aruch, Tosefes Shabbos. Right? That means it's not yet Shabbos, and you've been Moisif Michael al HaKodesh. You've decided to make that time Shabbos. But it's not Shabbos yet. So it means, we don't go like that, we'll see soon, but that means according to Rabbeinu Tam, Shkia, or is, whatever it is, but there's a second Shkia, or there's a second time we look at night, and only from that point onwards is it really problematic to do malacha. Before then, it's really still daytime. The fact that the sun has gone below the horizon does not signal the end of the day. And so that would be a big kula. And so it would mean as far as malachas of Shabbos. It would mean as far as mincha. If you go to some very Hasidish places where they pass Rabbeinu Tam for everything, so you'll find, I know in the winter, I don't remember if it's in the winter, I think it's in the winter, I've not heard the minyan line in a while, but they have a mincha that they announce on the minyan line. Last mincha is at whatever time it is. And then Mr. Goldschmidt says, please note, this mincha is after Nacht, according to MH. Yeah? So you're davening mincha in Satmar, when they're davening Maariv over here already. Not early Maariv. Maariv is Manui. Why? Because they're saying Nacht starts when? 72 minutes. Rabbeinu Tam says Nacht starts at 72 minutes, so it starts at 72 minutes. Before then, it's still Ben HaShmoshes, you can daven Mincha. So they will daven after 58 and a half minutes after Shkia, they can daven Maariv. And you have over there an issue. Or not an issue, depends which one of the study you're going to go with. So you have Legabe Maariv, you'll have a din. You'll have a din Legabe Melachos of Shabbos. You'll have a din Legabe Hefsek Tara. There's lots of halachas that will come out very much on one side, Lekula, according to Rabbeinu Tam.
I don't understand.
The Chumrui, yes, what do you understand?
The Boli dropping down, that's the sun, dropping down under the horizon, is everywhere 4 minutes. It takes exactly 4 minutes in the whole world.
Yeah.
Dropping down, that's called Ashkia.
Yes.
You see, the Boli is up and the Boli drops down.
Okay.
But you know what I don't understand is how the rest of the time is not considered how the...
Because the sky is still getting...
But he's putting a standard time. Wherever in the globe you are...
So, okay, so we're going to get to that. The Gaon's going to ask that question. We're going to get to that, okay? We're going to get to the Gaon in a minute. So that's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that's... May I hold that you... I mean, if you hold, you can daven Mincha Ben HaShmoshes, yeah. Okay, so for some reason people daven. I don't know why people daven Ben HaShmoshes, but that's what they do. They daven Ben HaShmoshes, and that's when they daven. And so they'll daven at that point. You'll have to ask somebody from Satmar why exactly they daven at that time. But that's the time they daven at. That's the fact. You will hear it on the minyan night that they will be describing a minyan where they daven in Mincha when you've already daven Maariv Zmano here in Emich. No, Ben HaShmoshes cannot be described as Lilo. Definitely not. Ben HaShmoshes is the time between day and night. That's the period that's hazy, where you don't know when it's day and when you don't know when it's night. It's definitely not Lila. Cannot call Ben HaShmoshes Lila, you cannot call it Yoin. That's the point. The point of Ben HaShmoshes is, here's where the Safik comes, where I really don't know when night is. Okay? But he says the first 58 and a half minutes is definitely day, and in the last 13 and a half minutes, at one point or another during those 13 and a half minutes, there'll be a transition from day until night, and we don't know, but after 72 minutes, it will definitely be nighttime, and at 58 and a half minutes, it's definitely still day. And somewhere in between, it's going to flip over.
You can 4 and a half minutes.
So you can turn around maybe and say, because Minchas Derabonon, the whole that there's Manu Derabonon, so you may make on a Derabonon to say that in Aben Hashmoshes is still okay. Maybe. Okay? Now, that the Chumrah.
In Chuvas Maran Sheik,
yeah.
Okay,
so there you go. If Chuvas Maran Sheik says.
You might be Midavni, but he doesn't dispute that.
Okay. No, so the Maram Sheik says you can daven Ben Hashmosha, so there it is. So if you hold the Ben Hashmosha of Rabbein Tam, and Maram Sheik has told us that you can daven Mincha Ben Hashmosha, you can daven then. It's no issue. As I said, Maram Sheik. I can't argue with that. Yeah. Now, La Halacha, the Chumrah then will come out, that Nacht will be at 72 minutes. And before then, you cannot consider it Nacht. Which would mean, like Abay Zman Krishma, you'd have to wait for 72 minutes after Shkia to be able to say Krishma. Which we'll see, I mean, we'll get into that discussion soon. It would mean for Motzei Shabbos, you cannot do any Malach until 72 minutes afterwards. Right? It would mean for anything else that needs to be done at nighttime, you would not be able to do it until 72 minutes from Shkia have passed. Because you want to say, what, just because you've decided that three stars come out at 58 minutes, let's say, or 50 minutes after Shkia, that's why, it doesn't help. The Rabbi Natam is pointing to Gemara that says, Mefurish, it takes 4 mil from Shkia until nighttime, you need to wait the 72 minutes. You don't have a choice. That's Rabbi Natam. Says the Gaon, no, that's, it goes against Mashenenu Royes, which is somebody was asking. I mean, it's even interesting when you look at it in Eretz Yisrael. The strange thing is, because you're reading it in Eretz Yisrael, anybody meant to Eretz Yisrael will know that Eretz Yisrael begets night very, very quickly. From Shkia until darkness, 18-20 minutes. That's all it takes. 18 minutes. You turn around, it's dark. Here, it's a whole different thing. Especially here in Manchester, we're very, very far up north. So that you have the issues with the 16 and a half degrees and everything. The sun doesn't even go down.
Completely.
And so that the sun only goes below the horizon a certain amount. I won't get into now the questions of Alois HaShachar. Mm-hmm. If you hold Alois HaShachar is when the sun reaches a certain point. The problem is, in Manchester, the sun never goes below that point in the summer to have to then come back up to that point. So when is Alois? But is there ever nighttime? Okay, that's a separate issue. But beyond that issue, so if you look, even here in Manchester, if you look tonight, if you have a look, you look in the direction, I don't know which direction, I think it would be east. If you look towards east, is it west or east?
West.
It's a west. You look west, you will see the sky's lit up. The sky's light blue. It's not dark blue. It's not a very dark sky here in Manchester in the summer. In the winter it is, but in the summer you look, you'll find it's very light. Why? Because the sun's not gone down very far. You see, the night time is very, very short. It goes down a little bit, comes right back up. You have very, very long days, very, very long shorts. Money is here in Manchester, and that's how it is. But the Gaon says, you look around, and you cannot say 72 minutes around the entire world.
Yeah, doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Some places it'll be shorter, some places it'll be longer. It depends on where you are on the scale. And on your globe. You can't just give a blanket. And therefore the Gaon says that the 13 and a half minutes start from when? Start from Shkia. Ben Hashmoshes starts from Shkia, and then you have 13 and a half minutes of Ben Hashmoshes over there, and then after that time, according to the Gaon, then it would turn into definitely night, or Lav Dafka definitely night, but that's when Ben Hashmoshes finishes. That also leaves you with a problem, because you'll have plenty of locales where 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, you look around, it's about as light as it was at Shkia time. The sun's not gone down very far. Look around here in Manchester, 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, it's basically as light as it was before Shkia. Not very much has happened in that time. But the Gaon says that that's when you have Shkia, and that's when you have Ben Hashmoshes, and that's when you start. And after 72 minutes, it's definitely nighttime.
You might have a real bigger problem, let's say, in Glasgow, davening Maariv, you're davening Shachris, but it's ready, it's the month for Shachris.
Okay.
If you use 72 minutes, you're davening Maariv, but it's ready, need Shachris.
Okay.
You'll be ready Shachris. So you can't come, you're better off to daven Maariv earlier than daven later.
Could be. But okay, that's a separate shaila. Then the further north you go, the bigger the shailas will become with all these manim. But the Gaon has a whole shtickel Torah over here, and the Gaon disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam, and he holds Bein Hashmoshes Mitchil Hashkia. Which you're passing like him, and Ben Hashmoshes takes Shlosh Revivil, as we said. And what about the Kasha that we asked the steer? He says between Tzeisa Kochavim, right? Tzeisa Chalik between Tzeisa Kochavim, the Shabbos Tzeisa Kochavim. So, what's the difference between these two Gemaras? Tzeisa Kochavim and Shabbos is Man Shalayla, which is Gimel Kochavim Bein Noinim. When does the three stars come out after 72 minutes? And Tzeisa Kochavim and Psachim is the Kochavim Hanir Balayla, which is Man Meucha Harbe. Okay? There are times for three stars to come out that you laughed off to be able to see, but after 72 minutes you'll definitely be able to see, and that's okay. You want to tell me it's 13 and a half minutes? Look around, you'll see that it's not 13 and a half minutes. Who can match you guys? I'll go be worried. That's speaking about Babel and Eretz Yisrael. In the Ascension, Noite Yosef Letzofon, Miss Arich Yosef takes more than 13 and a half minutes, and therefore, the Indian Seif Ben Hashmoshes, we're going to have to wait until we see the stars. That's what happens. That's the bottom line. So what we do Lemaisa nowadays is, some people are Machmir. So if you really want to be Machmir on both, and you want to burn the candle on both ends, what it will mean is, you'll have to have a Mincha before Shkia. Or if you want to go with Maram Shik, you can have a mincha in the first 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, because then you can still be soimach on the fact that you're allowed to daven Ben Hashmoshes. But after that Ben Hashmoshes, according to the Gaon, you'll have a problem. Right? Even though, if you're passing like Ben Hatam, will be mutter, but if you're passing like the Gaon, you'll have a problem. So you have up to Shkia, plus another 13 and a half minutes with Maram Shik, which was mentioned before, to daven then, according to the Gaon, if you want to be Machmir. As well as Melacha. Malacha, you'll have to make sure on Shabbos you don't do malacha after Shkia. Even a malacha shel mitzvah. So if you have women that are getting late, they're running behind, and they need to light neiros, and they say, it's after Shkia, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's still day until another 58 and a half minutes. 57 and a half minutes. Why don't I light neiros now? You can't. Not allowed to. Because according to the Gaon, it's already a shaila of day and night. So how could you go ahead and light this? A shaila of skila. So you're going to go ahead and somebody's going to light Neiros, Misofik, which is a mitzvah derabbanon, and then go against a Sofik deraisa mimechala Shabbos. Of course, a person shouldn't do that. Whereas Lechumra, then, you should have to keep maybe Rabbi Netam till Nacht. You should make sure not to do any melacha after 72 minutes. Okay, so whoever has the chumras has the chumras. The coolest are the coolest. But that's the zmanim of nighttime. We are in the main. We're mekel shulchan aruch is mekel with shlosha kochavim. We don't wait for the 72 minutes. We don't mention that you need to wait 72 minutes. So we're mekel. About Shabbos is a different discussion. I mean, they ask the question about Shabbos even in Reish Tzadik Gimel. And Simon Reish Tzadik Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch mentions over there, in Siv Beis, you should be careful not to do malacha atchiyur gimel kochavim ketanim. And on that they ask, in the Bi'a Halacha, earlier on, he passed like Rabbeinu Tam. So why you mention gimel kochavim ketanim, you should mention 72 minutes. If the Shulchan Aruch holds 72 minutes, you're lechumra, legabe Shabbos, you should hold 72 minutes. Also, legabe Matzah Shabbos, you shouldn't be allowed to do malach until it's Matzah Shabbos, 72 minutes. So, Bi Halacha says the Teretz over there, Ein Shom Dira Maskel Ad, Simon Reish Tzadik Gimel. Natsa Lin Yoneinu of Ma'ariv. So, what's the earliest time to daven Ma'ariv? What time can you daven Ma'ariv? What time can you say Kriya Shema? You want to daven. Mincha after Shkia and Ma'ariv when? Yeah, that's fine, because you can still daven Mincha Ben Hashmoshes, as we mentioned before. How late after Ben Hashmoshes have you daven now? Well, normally, when you finish Mincha, there's normally 10 minutes to Ma'ariv. So there's a tata disaster going on over there. On the one hand, you're considering it day. Yeah. Pardon? It sounds like a bit of a stira, because on the one hand, what you're saying is, if you daven mincha at tchilas shkia, so then you have your ramshik that you can be soimach on to say it's now still Ben Hashmoshes, But Ben Hashmosh is allowed to daven. Ben Hashmosh is a Safik Yom, Safik Laila. But after 13 and a half minutes, you're already moving into very, very uneven territory, according to the Gaon. So now you're davening after 13 and a half minutes, which could already be nighttime, according to the Gaon. And then you want to daven Mariv, the normal time. But it might already be nighttime then. So, okay.
But it doesn't matter. Why should it matter? Mariv can be earlier. It doesn't matter.
Imam. Yeah, but it's a tata disaster. If you already consider that time day, how can you sing at the same time night? And what?
Mincha Maariv together, and it's still daytime outside.
No, because it's a dim plag a mincha. The people who daven mincha Maariv together daven mincha before plag and Maariv after plag, and so the plag a mincha is where it splits them. So the mincha is before the earliest time to daven Maariv, and after the plag you consider nighttime.
After the plag.
Pardon? If you daven after the plag, there's something called tata disaster. It's not an issue. Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
But that's not so, because he says 72 minutes clearly. He says clearly 72 minutes. It's very, he says 72 minutes clearly. Not good.
We'll have to see the Minchas Kohen inside. His manim is a very it's a complicated. The Minchas Kohen says, as I said, we'll have to see the Minchas Kohen inside. I'm not arguing with Svarim that I didn't see inside. When I see them inside, I can have a discussion about it. I haven't seen it inside. I'm not going to say anything one way or another. Moving on. So, Zman Kriya Shema at night. What time can you daven Maariv at night from? Okay, some of the Rishonim hold that you can daven Maariv. Then you look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hey, say Kriya Shema ba'avid." When can you lay in Kriya Shema at night? Mishnah Shachayim Nechnas Lecha B'Tumasom, which we say is when is at nighttime. Frecht right away Rashi over there in Brachos Im Kain. How is it that we are soymich to daven early? And we daven early, so he explains that it was hard to bring people together, and it was whatever brought over there in Rashi. But both Rashi and Rebbe Tam over there say you can daven Maariv early. So you have a machloikis between them whether you can daven Maariv only from Nacht or whether you can daven Maariv also already from Plaga Mincha. And the Minhag Olam seems to be makel at least for Shabbos for sure to daven Maariv from Plaga Mincha, and some people during the week also. The Shulchan Aruch brings that you could be makel on such a thing, so you know there's enough tzad to be makel on such a thing. What comes out then is the question: well, what about Kriya Shema? If you're going to tell me already it is early enough to daven Maariv, then if I'd said Kriya Shema already, if I could daven Maariv, why can't I say Shema? And others will say no, Maariv is the davening that you do around nighttime, and the earliest time for night to consider for nighttime is going to be plag. But there's a special pasuk by Kriya Shema v'Shait v'Shachmecha, and v'Shachmecha means when it's time to go to bed. People don't go to bed around plag and mincha time. People go to bed nacht, and since people don't go to bed plag and mincha, they go to bed nacht. Therefore, you go ahead and you can only say Kriya Shema at nacht. Shulchan Aruch paskins. Now the Zman Kriya Shema is at night, Mishas Yitzir Shloshik Oichavim Ketanim. For when the three stars come out, again, we're not mentioning over here Rabbeinu Tam. If you go with the Minchas Koyin, which was mentioned before, then that could be Rabbeinu Tam, because he's saying Rabbeinu Tam never meant 72 minutes, he always meant three Koichavim, then that's exactly what Shulchan Aruch is talking about over here also. Then that'll be both Rabbeinu Tam and everybody else as well. Otherwise, Shulchan Aruch is not going to Rabbeinu Tam in this halacha. From when there's three stars out there, you can say Kriya Shema. What happens if it's a cloudy day? So nowadays, I mean, there are a lot of these things about cloudy days, etc. Doesn't apply to us in the same way nowadays. Because nowadays we have scientific implements and we know exactly we have a way of calculating when is what. So then, you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to use the watch. The Mishnah Berurah mentions also about the watches. You can use your watch to tell the time and to say what time it's going to be. And he says, if you know yesterday was a certain time, you can use the same time today also to go ahead and to say Nacht is going to be at that time. So we don't have people that go outside and start looking for stars. We know a certain calculation. There are people in the Malzik Hadass speaking in the Bezin that know exactly about the calculations, how they work. They sit down and they work out the Luach for us. And you know Zman Kriya Shema tonight is going to be, or it says tonight is going to be, I don't know, something about 10 or something like that. So you look at your Zan and you know 10:30. You don't have to go outside and start looking for stars. You know when it is.
You're not able to look for stars because the street lights disturbs your seeing the stars.
Could be. But you know, the bottom line is, but we're waiting for Shoygov and Ketanim. Really, you need Shoygov and Beinonim. But we wait for Ketanim to make sure that we know already that even if we see Ketanim, that for sure there was... You know, you probably will find 3 stars somewhere. You'll be able to find the stars. If you know what you're looking... Rebbe, if you know what you're looking for, you'll find it. Yeah? That's the aside. I know people that are looking. If you know, run around Machzik Hadas looking for somebody. I know, I remember I was early on in my career as a Rav, I went to Heathlands to try to visit some of my members. And I had a list of people that I had to visit, and I walked around the whole place for 30 minutes, 45 minutes. I didn't visit a single person. I'm walking from this place to that place. I couldn't find them. In the end, I called up Rodney Barkley, who's not here today, but I called up Rodney at the time, and he was very, very nice, and he took me around on the, you know, one day, and he says, who do you need to see? Who are the people you need to see? I know everybody, because he used to be in charge of Ethan's. He knows everybody. He took me, this is this person, that's that person. But if you're walking around a big building looking for somebody who you don't know, you're going to have a very hard time finding the person. I'll tell you, if you don't know what to look for in 3 stars, Taki, you won't find them. If you know how to find them, chances are the people, even with the street lights, will find them anyway. Okay? Now, if you lane Krishma before this man, what's the halacha? If you lane Krishma before this man, obviously you have to say Krishma again. After this man, however, you say without the Birchas Krishma, because the Birchas Krishma are not brachas on Shema per se, but they are brachas that you say together with the Shema by Ma'ariv. I think the Mishabur brings it in Chelek Aleph. When we speak about Birchas Krishma Shoshachris, so he says there as well, it's not pshat when you say Birchas Krishma that you made a bracha likrayas ashma. If you made a bracha asher kiddushon mitzvah mitzvah likrayas ashma, so then that has to go together with your mitzvah of Krishma. So if you're going to be davening late and you're not going to be making the mitzvah of Krishma bismano, how can you make a bracha likrayas ashma when you're not making the mitzvah of Shema? But since the bracha is not ma'ev aravim or whatever yotza or whatever the brachas are going to be, therefore you can say these brachas. And they are not connected necessarily to saying Kriya Shema Bizmanai, and you'll be yotze with your brachas even if you didn't say the Kriya Shema Bizmanai. So you say your brachas whenever you daven Ma'ariv, and then you say Kriya Shema again. What happens if the tzibur is davening mi ba'od yoim? Should you daven with them or should you not daven with them? So there it will depend already. If it's the only minion around, then it's probably better, it's mashma from the Sha'atzin, that it's probably better to daven with them, to daven with a minion rather than daven be yichidus at night, at night time. And then you can always say Krishma again at night. If they're minyonim later on at night time, so then why not? Why not daven mizmanai? If it's, unless it's something that you have to do, if it's necessary for you to do it, obviously you can be mekel, you can daven with them because you have plaga milcha to be mekel on. Okay? Now, about davening again at night, we speak about davening again, the Ramos speaks about davening again at night. Lemaisa, we don't daven a second time. Nobody, we're not knowing nowadays to do Tfilas Nadova because we don't have the kavona to be able to do a Tfilas Nadova. Halavai, in the davening that we did have to daven, we would keep our heads straight and screwed on. We don't have to daven extra Shemoneh Esrei. The Kosh Baruch Hu saying, look, your last Shemoneh Esrei wasn't so hard. I don't need a second one off you. Yeah? So I'm... That's what we do. We don't go ahead and we don't. And not only that, it would look almost like a michsi kiyura, says the Rambam. It would look like a certain amount of haughtiness, being very arrogant. My tefillah is so good, I can daven a second Shemoneh Esrei at night. I'll daven one after plagging again at night time. So we don't do that. Lamaisa, we don't daven like that. Some people have the minhag to go ahead and to read all 3. Prokim of Kriya Shema at night before they go to sleep by Kriya Shema Alamita to make up for the fact that they davened early. So if you davened early before plag, you say to yourself, when am I going to read Kriya Shema? What's the best way to do it? I know I'm going to have to say Shema anyway when I go to sleep. Let me say all 3 Prokim of Kriya Shema when I go to sleep, and this way I'll be Yotze. So it's mashma that it's not lechatchila. Yes, you can be yotze with that, but it's not lechatchila because very often when you're ready to go to sleep, you're not as focused as you are when you're still sitting up, and you might not have a mind at the moment to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. You might be saying Kriya Shema now at night, because when you say Shema at night, it's in order to save yourself from the mazikim, in order to save yourself from the fact that Chas V'Shalom there could be anything that could happen to you in the nighttime with mazikim and other things. So you say Kriya Shema, the Kodesh Baruch Hu should protect you throughout the night. It might be that in your mind, when you say the three prokim of Kriya Shema, you have in mind now to protect yourself from the mazikin, but you don't have a mind to do the mitzvah. And if we pass a mitzvah sriches kavano, which l'chatchila we do pass a mitzvah sriches kavano, then you wouldn't be yotzi a mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And you have to have kavano on the first paragraph of Kriya, at least the first pasuk, and ve'ahavta if you can. And if you don't do that, then you might not be yotzi a mitzvah either. So if you're already, you're holding it's already 12:30 or 11:30, and you're tired and you're lying in bed, and you just flip over a little bit and you say all three broken with Kriya Shema, there's a good chance you won't say the Kriya Shema the way you're supposed to say the Kriya Shema. And therefore, somebody who davens early, they should be careful to try to say Kriya Shema, not all three prokim as Kriya Shema ala mita, but rather to say Kriya Shema at sometime during the night when it's convenient for them to say it, where they have their head screwed on straight, where they're, you know, where they're able to focus and to know that they're doing the mitzvah, and they're doing the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and to do it correctly, and with that they'll be yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. There's two things going on. We'll do one at a time. Rebbe, you're older. Please.
Better to say Kriya Shema before you eat anything after.
I don't want to get into that yet. That may be next year. Yeah. We're going to get to that one. Yeah, Rebbe. Okay, Sphira, can you say the bracha already before? We'll mention that as the last thing, and then we'll leave for the shir for today, because I there was something else I wanted to speak about, but it's going to take too long to go through that, maybe on a different shir. Sphira with the bracha beforehand. So there's a shaila, there's two shailas. There's a shaila of plag, and there's a shaila of shkia. After shkia already, nowadays people are makel to go ahead and to say a bracha, because you have a svek sveka. Mishra Berurah says a svek sveka. Number one, the first topic is, first thing is the drabonon. Shkia is a drabonon. I'm sorry, not Shkia Drabonon. Sphira nowadays, according to most Pesachim, is Drabonon. And you already now have a Sophic. After Shkia, it might already be nighttime. So for a Din Drabonon, it might already be nighttime. So the double Sophic, you can go and you can be Makel. From Plag is already a lot more complicated. The Mishnah Berurah is not very happy with it. But although he brings in the Bihalach, he brings a lot of Achorin, the Chok Yaakov, the El Yerabba, five or six very, very big Achorin, very Choshu Achorin, that say even from Plag and Mincha, you can make a Bracha. Unless you're in a very, very, very dochukika situation, you shouldn't do that. What people do, if you have to count Sphira after Plaga Mincha, the best thing to do is to count with a Tanai. You're counting Sphira now without a Bracha al Tanai. If I'm not going to remember later on tonight to count, then this counting should count. And if I will remember later on, then this doesn't count. And if you do that Tanai, you can even make a Bracha later, because you've said now but Tanai that this doesn't count. Which is interesting that that works, because you've already counted, so how can you uncount something that you've counted? But the Maisa, the Halacha, it seems to work, so you can do that. Again, if you're really stuck to make a bracha after Plaga Mincha, no, I'll abstain from answering that question at this point. Anybody saying Kaddish?
No.
Okay. Shkoyach. Thank you.
Yeah, you can have, you can have a mistake with Jupiter. Sometimes you think Jupiter is
a star. That's not a star. That's a planet.
It's a planet.
Yeah. Thank you. What did you say?
How did
Spain?
How did Spain?
I'm listening.